surgeon dictated in the consultation report on patient Michael Dibert's consultation, request by Dr. Sambona, reason for consultation, cardiac dysarrhythmia. History patient is a 59-year-old male with a history of palpitation period. Patient underwent an echocardiogram. Patient underwent a Holter study that showed frequent PVCs, PACs, and non-sustained ventricular tachycardia period. The patient is referred to me for evaluation of ventricular tachycardia period. The patient also has multiple episodes of bradycardia associated with the dizziness period. The patient also needs a pacemaker period. The patient's echocardiogram showed a normal left ventricular function period. The patient is completing a dizziness and near syncope associated with tachycardia period. Current medication, buspirone 50 mg daily, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, sertraline, metoprolol 100 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, multivitamins period, allergies, non-undergo allergies, social history, now history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, patient is worked for Madeira Hospital period, family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia, review system in general, denied in recent weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal, no history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis, on examination, blood pressure, 133 over 90, pulse 64, respiration 16, weight is 242 pounds, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 hour 6 systolic murmur, head of the left sternum border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound estimated, no edema, click emission number 1, ventricular tachycardia and embattled bradycardia recommendation, patient is quite symptomatic with the bradycardia as well as ventricular tachycardia period, I will perform electrophysiological studies to evaluate any inducibility of tachycardia and a possible ablation period. Also, I'll implant a permanent pacemaker for bradycardia period. The procedure is kind of benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risks include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, collapse of the lung period. Please indicate a copy to Dr. Sambona. Consultation date is 4/26/22.